Good morning, sunshine, and happy Monday. Today on Shine Buzz Daily, we are going to talk about why you should not compare yourself to other people and how you can avoid doing that. It's really important as we go forward as survivors. We struggle with our self-worth, our self-value. And today we're going to talk about how the quickest way to reduce your self-esteem, to lower your self-confidence, to reduce motivation, and to generally feel pretty crappy is to compare yourself to other people. Yeah, it's natural to do that, to compare yourself to other people. It's human nature. But that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Doesn't mean it's going to help you. And that's exactly what we're going to cover today. I'm going to cover the dangers of it as well as the solution to this problem. So let's catch a shine buzz. You know, it must be natural for us to compare ourselves to other people because literally nearly everyone does it. But like I mentioned, it's not the best move. If you really do want to become the best possible version of yourself, one of the most important things you can do is only compare yourself to yourself, which means don't compare yourself to other people. So let's talk about the dangers of comparing yourself to other people. There are several challenges that happen when you do this, things that cause your life to be not so easy. Number one, remember that everyone's starting point is different. Maybe you're just starting to learn a new skill. Maybe you play golf, right? And your friend who's been playing golf for 10 years has been teaching you how to do it. Well, chances are that your friend might be a little better at it than you are right away because they've been doing it longer. Or maybe you want to be a basketball player and you're 5 feet tall, like me, and your friend is, you know, 17 feet taller than you. Well, they might just naturally be a little better at reaching the basket than you. That doesn't mean that you're not good at it. It just means that they have an advantage over you. Their starting point is different. So it's really important to remember that not everyone is starting on the same level, right? So maybe you are better at editing than your friend who is better at basketball. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. Recognize that. And don't compare yourself to someone who's different than you or better than you at something because maybe they've had more experience or or taller or whatever. You feel me? The bottom line here is that you really can't compare the stats, you can't compare the results, you can't compare different skill levels or any type of success unless the starting places are the same, which they hardly ever are, right? And again, just to point out, everybody has different strengths and different weaknesses, different areas of genius. So if you, for example, want to learn how to play basketball and you're 5 feet tall, then maybe you do that by comparing today how well you did compared to yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You don't compare yourself to somebody who's 6'5 and can just about reach the basket by standing on their tiptoes. Number two, everyone's talents are different. Like I said, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. Some of us are born with a high IQ. Other people have really amazing hand-eye coordination. Some people are really naturally good at music or math or science. Whatever it is, again, we're looking at different starting points and we're looking at different natural talents. So lean into your natural talent. And if you want to try something that's outside of that, by all means do it. But certainly don't compare yourself to someone who's already an expert at that thing or already skilled at that thing. That's just not how it works. Number three, remember that everyone's resources are different. So what I mean by that is that the resources that are available to you and to this other person, well, they're not the same. For example, let's just say that you and your friend both want to play violin. And let's say your friend doesn't really have the money to buy their own violin, so they have to borrow one. And let's say maybe you have a parent who's a concert violinist, well-known, and your parent has a bunch of violins sitting in the back room. You could just borrow one, and he could teach you how to use it. Well, of course, you're going to have more of an advantage over your friend when it comes to playing the violin, right? So the bottom line here is, whether you have the resources or you don't, comparing yourself to someone in a different situation is not really fair to either one of you. Number four, consider the comparison. What I mean by this is that as humans, we tend to want to compare ourselves to people who are experts or who are the best in the world at something. So for example, if you just learned to play some card game, I don't know, Texas Hold'em or whatever, you might have learned from your neighbor, the electrician or the teacher, and you play the game with them and you do pretty great. But instead of telling yourself, wow, I'm really good at this game and that's awesome and, you know, I'm having fun with it, you might decide to go watch the big Texas Hold'em tournament on television and compare yourself to the national champions. And that's human nature. We don't compare ourselves to people who are average, equal to us, whatever. We tend to compare ourselves to the people who are the best in the world. For example, you know, when my kids were on the swim team, that would be like instead of comparing themselves to their record last year or last swim meet, they would be comparing themselves to like Michael Phelps or something. It's not fair. It's not a fair comparison. These are just kids on a summer swim team versus a professional athlete. You get the point? Number five, there's always going to be someone better. Before I continue with this point, I want to say this. When I say better, I mean someone more skilled at whatever it is that you're trying to compare yourself to. Or maybe someone who has spent more time doing whatever activity that is. Or maybe someone who, you know, went and got plastic surgery and you can't possibly look like them because they don't look like them anyway. But regardless of that, there are just a few people in the world who can say, I'm the best at X, Y, and Z. There are varying levels of talent in every single category that you can imagine, even YouTubers. I mean, making a reasonable claim to be the best at anything is really almost impossible for most people. There are 80 billion of us on this planet, you know what I'm saying? That's an awful lot of people you need to get through to be the best. And in my opinion, being the best is really not what you should be going for. It's just being your best, being the best version of you. You are good enough. Who you are is good enough. Be that. It's a beautiful thing, my friend. Okay, so now we know exactly why it is that it is sort of dangerous to make those comparisons. Basically, there's very little to gain from doing that, and it's a huge risk to our self-esteem and our self-worth and our self-image, our self-value, all that stuff. And comparing yourself to other people doesn't really give you anything useful to work with. In fact, you're just going to upset yourself, and you're not going to be being fair to yourself, right? You deserve fairness at the very least. Okay, so now that we know the dangers, what's the solution? How do we fix this stuff? How do we stop doing that and start actually developing toward what we want to be? Well, here's what you can do instead. Number one, compare yourself to yourself. Yeah, exactly like I said. Take the time to recognize, okay, here's how I was doing yesterday and here's how I'm doing today. Or let's say that you were trying to lose weight. Take a picture of yourself the first day you start and say, this is where I looked on the how I looked on the first day. And then take a picture of yourself 30 days later and compare the two. Compare yourself to yourself, not to anyone else ever. Pay attention to your progress over time. And like, take the time to notice your improvement. And the fact is, as long as you're making some progress, you're making some headway, you have a reason to be excited. So just strive to get a little better every day. Number two, limit your exposure to social media. In theory, social media exists to connect us, right, to other people. And it does that. But in reality, social media is very often used as a way to sort of show off. And you rarely get the real story. The truth is, what you're looking at most of the time is someone's best attempt to make their life appear awesome, perfect, picture perfect. You're getting their attempt to make their life look better than it really is. So if you find yourself thinking, gosh, everybody but me has a freaking awesome, spectacular life, chances are that's not true. Chances are people are just showing you the best parts of their life. And that's including me. I'm not showing you the bad stuff on social media. It's about highlights. So understand that many people on social media are just showing you their highlights. And some people are literally showing off and showing you something that's completely false. Don't let that get to you. So just be cautious with it and make sure that you don't take social media very personally. Sometimes you might need a social media break. And if that's the case, take one and give yourself a minute. Studies show that it can really help. And alternatively, if you're not ready to get off social media or you need to be on it for work or whatever, just don't look at people who make you feel bad about yourself. You can hide them in your feed without unfriending them. Something to think about. Number three, use the success of others as inspiration. So I know, you're like, what do you mean? You can't compare yourself to other people. How are you supposed to use their success as inspiration? Stick with me. We'll get there. The thing is, the success of other people can be useful to you if you look at it from the right perspective. So, for example, study how they got that successful. But look at it from the perspective of someone who's trying to understand the mechanics of it, right? So that you can use their success to sort of help you map out your own success in your own way. For example, I love me some Oprah. I love me some Arianna Huffington. They're two of my big idols. Don't judge me. And the thing is that I can't be either one of them. But what I can do, if I choose to, is I can look at them and I can say, well, here's something that Oprah did that I could do, or here's something that Ariana did that I can do. And then I can do those things if I want to. I don't have to compare myself to them because I will never be Oprah or Ariana Huffington. You know what I'm saying? I know that and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being Angie, right? But their success can inspire me to do better for you, to do better with my work. And my success cannot be compared to their success. That would be a silly thing for me to think. It would be unrealistic. So if you have someone who you admire in your career or in your life, take a look at the map that they got there with. Look at how they succeeded. Look at what they did that you could maybe do too, but do it in your way and do it in a way that doesn't make you feel less than, and do that by not comparing apples to oranges. You know, don't compare Angie Atkinson to Oprah Winfrey, because there's no comparison. She's better. She's always going to be more successful than me, but she is also someone who I feel inspired by, because what she does with her life is help other people. And I'm helping a smaller group of people, so I'm no Oprah, but I am someone that can help other survivors who have been through things I've been through. And to me, it's fulfilling. It's enough. It makes me feel really, really good about my life, because I'm not comparing myself to Oprah or Arianna Huffington. You understand? So don't compare your success to the success of any person outside of yourself, whether they are Oprah level or they are local newspaper level or whatever it is for you. In general, if you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, remember that making this type of comparison is really bad for you mentally, emotionally. It's bad for your self-esteem. It's detrimental to your self-confidence. So instead of doing that, compare yourself to yourself. Compare yourself to who you were 3 months ago or who you want to be in 3 months, right? Because that's a fair comparison. That's you. There's only one you in the world. And you should embrace that and become the best version of you without trying to be something or someone that you're not. This way it's so much easier to see how far you've come, to see how far you've gone. For example, 5 years ago when I lost all that weight, I lost 100 pounds, but still I'm 5 feet tall. That was a lot for 5 feet tall. It was ridiculous because I should have never had that extra weight, right? But losing all of that weight, it helped me feel better about myself. But imagine if I was trying to lose all that weight comparing myself to a 6 foot tall supermodel. Well, even at my most healthy weight, I will not ever look like a supermodel because I'm 5 feet tall and I'm 44 years old. You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. So what I did at that time is there was a website, I can't remember the name of it, but you could go in and you could type in your height and your desired weight and your body type, and you could actually see people who were that height and weight, real people who had taken photos and put them on the site. That was great inspiration for me, because that gave me a better feel about what I might actually look like when I got to that point. You understand? So that's not exactly comparing yourself to yourself, but it is comparing apples to apples instead of short people with supermodels. Just saying. So the point for today then is to remember that the best comparison you could ever make is to your past self, or the self you were yesterday, or 3 weeks ago, or 3 months ago. Create goals based on that, and then spend a little bit of time every day working on those goals based on that. I promise you, you're going to be so much happier when you see the progress. It is a beautiful thing. That reminds me, I think it's time to give you some homework. So grab your pen, grab your paper, and get ready. It's time to read the cards. As usual, we're going to start off today with our Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills Deck. And this will be linked in the description below if you'd like to get your own copy. But you don't need to, because I will share this with you every single day until we finish the whole deck. Today's card is a distress tolerance skill, and it says, take a rest. Use the rest strategy, that's capital R, capital E, capital S, capital T, strategy, before reacting to any stressful situation. Relax, evaluate, set an intention, and then take action. The hardest part of changing unhealthy habits is remembering what you want to do when you feel overwhelmed. Rest helps you pause, think, decide, and then act mindfully. Try it today. So that is your homework today. Work on changing those unhealthy habits by remembering what you want to do when you feel overwhelmed. Relax, evaluate, set an intention, and then take action. Rest. And now it's time for your daily affirmation, which we're going to pull from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. This will also be linked in the description below. Today's affirmation, write this down. This is something I want you to think about throughout today, is as soon as I choose to see the light in the dark corners, I redirect my power toward what I want. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. As soon as I choose to see the light in the dark corners, I redirect my power toward what I want. I love that. It's a beautiful thing. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you find yourself comparing yourself to other people? And if you do, do you find that it ever helps you successfully change in a positive way? And if not, can you share your thoughts, your ideas, your experiences on exactly how it is that you avoid doing that. What are your best tips and tricks for that? Do you struggle with it or not? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I hope you're enjoying Shine Buzz as much as I am. If you are, please let me know in the comments below and give me a like on this video so that I know that I should keep going with this series. And if you want to be notified of each episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and the bell notification so you'll know when I upload a new episode. You can also send me a text to 33222. Just text me one word, Angie Live, A-N-G-I-E-L-I-V-E, to 33222, and I'll send you a text each time I do go live for Shine Buzz Daily. Remember that you're not alone. Remember that you deserve to be loved. You deserve to feel peace in your home, and you matter. Don't forget. I'll see you soon.